Well, drought is something that's heavy on a lot of producers' minds these days, even with some scattered rainfall in the past couple of weeks. Is that really enough to carry us through the whole summer? With this week's Cattlemen's Call Report, I'm Ella Stiefvater. This week, we're joined by South Dakota State University Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards, and Laura is able to share more about what's actually happening across the state.
Yeah, so generally, since the beginning of the year, we've seen degrading and expansion of drought across, especially central and southern South Dakota. Starting, you know, looking back at the first of the year, we had about 7% of the state in drought. That was primarily in the southwest corner, Fall River County, around that area. But since then, we've seen drought expand significantly. Now, over 60% of the state is in drought as of May 26th, and more severe as well, as we have, according to the Drought Monitor, all categories from severe D2 level drought to D3 extreme level drought in some parts of the state. Nothing in the D4 yet, in the exceptional drought yet, but certainly the rain that we've had over the last week or two has helped to kind of hold things steady or even slightly improve in some areas, some of those borderline areas. But we have a long ways to go because we've had such a dry spring, April and May. Some of the impacts of drought are already essentially baked in, so to speak, in our pasture and range and forages especially. So there is, I think, a fair bit of concern about what are the impacts throughout the rest of the season because of the conditions we've already had.
And Laura, I know a big part of your job is watching the trends, looking at the history, seeing some of the trends that we've had in the past. So is this summer, you know, typical of what we should be seeing at this point in the year?
Yeah, this is, I'd say, quite, I don't know if unique is the word, but concerning. May, June are about our wettest month. Typically, June is our wettest month of the year statewide, with about an inch or so of rain a week, a little more in the southeast corner. So each week that we miss in May and June has a significant impact, especially for livestock producers. You know, on the crop side, you know, there's still time. You know, people maybe just finished planting a week or two ago in some northern parts of the state especially. So crops can probably recover still. But and water supplies, you know, stock ponds, those kinds of things can recover as well. But April, May, June are really critical, I'd say, at least for the pasture, forage, and grasslands that we have.
So, Laura, back to the million-dollar question of what is this going to look like throughout the rest of the summer? I mean, what are just some of the things you're following, or maybe what some of the outlooks are saying? What can producers be looking forward to kind of throughout the rest of the few summer months?
Yeah, looking forward, for the month of June, we see pretty strong consensus for warmer than average temperatures, especially the first couple weeks of the month, which we're in as we record this already. But it's probably enough to tip the scales for the whole month towards warmer. And that's what the June outlook shows. On precipitation, we don't see any real strong leanings either way for wetter or drier, you know, kind of mixed signals or no real consensus in the forecasts, you know, in the computer models. And so that's a little bit of a challenge. But as we look forward deeper into the summer, like mid to late summer, in eastern South Dakota, we do see a tendency towards drier conditions. So it's possible we could see some ups and downs, you know, with drought, which is not unusual week to week, you know, here in this part of the country. But could see a return or resurgence in drought conditions in the eastern side of the state as we get later into the summer. And one other factor too that we've been thinking about is El Nino. And I know there's been a lot of talk about a super El Nino or something like that. And that's not really a scientific word. You know, it's not how we really characterize El Ninos, but they're really defined by what are the ocean temperatures in the Pacific near the equator. And the reason why some people are calling a super El Nino is because those ocean temperatures are warming really, really fast. And so we have a very high confidence of El Nino developing this summer. That kind of adds another layer of information for us. And so for the later summer, early fall, say August, September, that's kind of where we start to see sometimes drier signal because of El Nino. So yeah, I think summertime is going to be a little bit of a challenge. One other piece of the puzzle too is looking to our south. In the summer season, our moisture typically comes from the Gulf. That's what creates a lot of our moisture up here. And later in summer, again, July, August, September, around that time frame, the Texas area is looking to be drier as well. So, and they're drier to our south. To our south, that sometimes carries up into our area. So, not to be a big Debbie Downer about drought, but I think it's possible, better than 50-50 odds, maybe that we're going to hold at least onto some kind of drought in South Dakota, through the season. Again, it's just a matter of how severe it is, and how widespread, I think.
Well, Laura, you obviously have the very challenging job of predicting the unpredictable, and looking at all these different factors. I mean, there's so many things that influence the climate and the weather and what we actually see happen. So, just with the information that you have, the outlooks that we're seeing, some of the things we've already talked about, what do you recommend that our producers do to help better manage their resources, especially with such a heavy drought and the prediction of that probably staying around the entire summer?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's time now to visit your drought plan if you have not already. I think, looking at about June 1st, this is the time to be making decisions and taking action probably. And we have a group of drought meetings happening on June 17th with SDSU Extension that will help with both crops, forage and livestock producers to kind of think through some of those decisions here in the drought. We're not going to talk about planning for drought really at that point. It's a little too late for that, but we will be talking about what can you do now, what are maybe some economic decisions, marketing decisions, what's the climate outlook at that time, if you want to plant forages, if you have a failure in a crops, what can you do? And so we're going to be talking about all of that on June 17th at a group of meetings that we're actually holding all at the same time in three locations, which is Hot Springs, Winter, and Yankton, really hitting on those areas in the southern part of the state that have hit hardest by drought here so far this year. So yeah, there's a lot of facets there, depending on your operation. And so we're going to do what we can to give you some resources that you can tweak and tailor to your operation and what fits best for your family and business.
Yeah, really good information there. I think that it can be so challenging to think about going through drought alone and even having a plan. I just think how incredible it must be to be able to talk with other people who are going through that same thing. So, Laura, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing all this really valuable information. Obviously, things our producers can take back to their operations and consider, especially if we're going to see more of that drought later this summer. So, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we've had Laura Edwards, the South Dakota State University Extension State Climatologist, joining us to share more about conditions across the state and outlooks for the rest of the summer. For this week's Cattleman's Call Report, I'm Alessi Fodder.